the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And good morning. We welcome you back in to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Things hopping over here this morning. Hope you'll come on out and have some breakfast with us. And Mr. Ricky Turner greets you at the door. Sean Middleton, a door greeter as well this morning.
Yeah, me and Ricky are up here working it hard, man. We're in a parking lot pulling them in.
Well, you know, man.
Not much, buddy. Not much.
We're in the grind and the throes of high school basketball.
We have made the turn. You're right. We have.
Tough night for your girls last night, although... 41-36 win for the Lady Stars. Kept it pretty close. It's been one of those close but no cigar weeks for you, hasn't it?
It has been all year, buddy. We're getting to the point where, we held them to 2 points in the second quarter. And, I think I told the girls at halftime, I said, one thing you know about Siegel is they're going to play hard for four quarters, and you got to come out in this third quarter and make a statement. And I think we give up 20 in that third quarter. So that kind of tells you, you got a little bit of letdown. When you got young ones, they get in their mind that, hey, we're, kind of get a little satisfied, and that's what happens, and then you're back chasing again.
Do you think, John has mentioned this a time or two on the air, and we've seen a lot of turnarounds, especially with teams that have young players. That third quarter is so crucial. Lead or not, you have to come out pretty tough.
Exactly. And you go in with a lead at halftime, you kind of get in your head that, hey, we're arriving, we're getting there, we're to the point where, everything's going good, you're positive because you're playing well at that point, and it does sit in your mind, and you've got to come out in any sport. You got to come back out, and that's probably a crucial turning point in a ball game period, and you've got to come out then and be ready to play.
Well, last night, who played well for you?
Kayla Hunt has been a rock all year. Kayla and Treasure and, Miranda McCrary did a good job on the boards with Allie Bolton also, and once again, just that that little lull in the third quarter. Otherwise, we're right there.
Well, Hunt had 13 last night, or Kayla did. Treasure had 7, and you mentioned McCrary.
Mm-hmm.
She only had 1 point,
right.
But she does so much up underneath the basket, and she's
does.
Getting bigger and better and faster and everything else.
Exactly. She's in the middle there, and she deflects a lot of shots and does a lot of things defensively for us, being big and being long, that kind of cause some people some trouble. So we you look at the stat sheet, and she's not a stat filler at all, but she does a good job for us and what we need down there in the post.
Well, sometimes, in a game like that, when your defense is playing well, there are just 2 or 3 minute spurts that really change the course of a game. Did that happen last night?
There is, and then you come down and you're doing a great job on defense. And one turning point that I thought they were trying to throw the ball to Nash in the high post, and we get a deflection. Thinking you're going to get a steal going the other way. Well, the deflection goes right to Maddie Denton, and she hits a three. And that kind of, your girls are going, man, we get the deflection, we do everything we're supposed to do, and they get a three-pointer out of it. And that was kind of a turning point in that third quarter, too. They're all looking at each other going, man, we did everything right. We rotated the right way and get that tip, and then they goes right to her, and she hits a three-pointer.
So what do you tell kids when they know that they've done things the right way and it just doesn't go their way?
I mean, you got to look at them and say, that's part of the game. No matter what you do, things are going to turn out, and there's bad things going to happen in the game, and we tell them that every game. And our girls really, really just look at each other and kind of go, oh, here we go again. And when you've not had that tradition of winning, it's hard to get that, the wheels rolling in that other direction to finish games. And that's where we're at right now, is we go to Antioch Tuesday, for instance, and we get down 22. We come in not ready to play. We get down 22 points in the first half. So we're going at halftime and go, hey, we got to lose. So we cut the lead down to actually take a 4-point lead with a minute left. And I said, you're capable of doing that in this environment. Where's it been all year? And, I think that's where you've got to make the changes and say, hey, we're getting there. And, every game's competitive, around 10 points. And, that's what you got to capitalize. You got to be positive. And if you're not with girls, you're going to lose them.
Yeah, well, it seems like one step forward, two steps back. But right now, you're making 1.5 or 2 steps forward and maybe a step or two back. You're kind of making that progression up the ladder.
We are, and I understand where we're at and where we came from. And the bottom line is, we were in like you talk about Laverne and things like that, we were right there with them and had two battles last year. And I know how it is to be down there and go, you know, look to your bench and there's not a lot to put in there. And you're playing a Riverdale or an Oakland or a Blackman, and you're saying, how can we be competitive? What can we do to give us an edge to be competitive? Well, it takes players. You know, there's the bottom line is it takes players, and you know we're getting to that point where we're going to be more competitive every year.
Sean Middleton, our guest this morning, as we talk about Smyrna Lady Bulldog basketball. Coach, back to that, what we were talking about a second ago, when you do everything right, you know, and then it just doesn't go your way. When kids see that, they begin to understand how to make it go your way. But one thing I think is important in any part of life, and basketball part of that as well, you may do everything right, but you have an opposing force that wants to force you into doing things wrong, and that's the game of basketball.
I agree. Well, you don't always get what you want either.
Right.
And, you know, the bottom line is, I don't care if you're in business or whatever you're doing, you're right. And they have to understand in life, you may do everything right in your job, you may do everything right in your life, and you still get negatives. And I think anybody or any person, the hard thing is, how do you respond to the negatives, and are you mentally tough enough to deal with a negative thing that happens to you, whether it's on the court, whether it's in life or whatever. And that's why sports are so important to young kids. You've got to learn to deal with adversity. And, you know, you're playing in front of people. Something bad happens to you. How do you respond? Do you get better? Do you go curl up in a ball? Do you want out of the game? You know, and those are the things that we want to take. And, hey, we want to mature you. And this is a great opportunity in your life later on to, you know, you learn life lessons every day.
You've coached enough over the years in baseball, basketball, just football, anything that there's a ball involved. You're usually there doing it somehow along the way and or have been. And obviously, you see that as a great teaching tool for kids, and especially in what you do teaching at Smyrna High School.
We do.
It's important.
And we still hear from kids. I mean, I still hear from Rod up at Tennessee, and he gets frustrated, hadn't played the way he thought he would play, and you know he'll call and say, Coach, you know what do I do? You know, and you just want to be a positive influence in these kids' lives when they still call and talk to you, and you know then you may call on them and say, hey, you know, why don't you come talk to my team? And you know he's come to a practice and said, hey guys, I'm telling you, here's what I've gone through in my life. I went up to Knoxville. Was, you know, a top 10 recruit, blue chip athlete, and haven't really got on the floor the way I wanted to, and kind of tells them, hey, it takes work, and you can't just say I'm an athlete and show up. And, you know, so I've relied on some of those kids that I've coached in football to just come back and talk to my girls and say, you know, here's what it takes to get there, and you may be a great athlete, but you still got to put the time in.
Yeah. When you're talking, sometimes you know, I'm sure you feel like at times it's just going in one ear and out the other.
Right.
But now you're probably seeing that it's sticking around in there and floating around a little bit.
It is. And you can see them when you can start hearing the other girls kind of say some of the ideals you've been preaching. Then you can say, hey, it's taking effect. When you know about how to screen, and you got to get a body on a body when you screen. Doesn't do any good just to go through the offense and you stand and go through the motions. And you can hear the other girls saying that to other players. And that's when it starts to take effect, and you can see some positive influence.
Leadership on the floor is very important with any team. And are you starting to get some of that leadership on the floor?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, like with Kayla being our junior, and Anisha Paul's our only senior, and I can see those two kind of saying, hey, you know, helping these freshmen and understanding that, hey, this is kind of a situation where we've got to help them through also, and getting them in the right spots on offense and on defense and boxing out and finding your person and all those things, that they are trying to take a leadership role in that respect.
Sean Middleton, our guest this morning, talking about Smyrna girls basketball. Coach, 7-18, I think, 1-5 in this tough district, but I think what we're seeing is, as we go into the second half of the season, case in point in boys basketball last night, Blackman was undefeated, Laverne beats them, things kind of narrow up, get closer, and then if you can, even if you may not win a game, you can plant that seed. You don't know what matchups are going to be in the district tournament. All you got to do is win one to keep that season going in the district tournament.
You're right. And we've had, I mean, in the past 2 years, giving people fits in the district tournament. And, you know, I hope we do the same this year. I mean, we've you know, tried to get to that point and want our girls playing at the best they can play at that point of the year. And I think we've done a pretty good job of getting to that point. And if you watch us all year long, I think you can see each week we're getting better and we're getting to that point where we're going to be a force in that district tournament, which, like you said, one game, you're in the region. So,
well, if it were played today, it would be you and Siegel again.
Yeah.
And both of those games have been fairly close.
Yeah. 5 point and a 7 point. So yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Knowing that you're that close, anything can happen in one game.
Yeah. And it's all, you know, it's going to get down to adjustments, and you play somebody three times. It's going to come down to, you know, what can you do to make that one little change, or just making a change with your team that says, hey, this is going to make the difference in that ball game. Here's the 5 point difference made up by what we're going to do.
Yeah, and you sit and work with coaches and watch film and put together a game plan. So will Allen, you know, do the same thing. That's why you see, you know, maybe a 10 point loss. Look at a 5 point loss the next time, and in the tournament it may be an overtime game,
right?
You know,
exactly.
Something like that.
And that's why it's fun to watch this district. You're right. It's, I mean, that tournament's gonna, you want to see some good basketball, you know, there, it's right there in front of you.
Coach, what have you got coming up this next week? I know we're back in the district for the next, I guess, 2 weeks before,
yes, sir,
tournament time.
We've got Blackman at Blackman on Tuesday, and then Friday we've got Laverne, and we're having a pink game on that night for our guidance secretary. Phyllis Miller's got breast, found out over Christmas break, came back with terrible news that she's got breast cancer. So we're doing a pink game for her on Friday during the Laverne game. Thought it was a good night to do it with, you know, the big crowd we're going to have. And, you know, that, you know, our prayers with that family.
Sure.
Todd and Phyllis, that have been through a bunch with just finding out that. And great lady, good to all our students, and, you know, we want to try to take care of her.
Well, you know, when you find out that kind of thing, that's what's really unique about Smyrna, because I mean, you do take care of your own. I remember Coach Freeman,
yes,
that coming to mind, and
right,
and everything that family's had to go through, and you kind of run to and embrace, because it's, you know, it's more than basketball.
Yeah, when I went through that tornado, you're right, it's more than basketball, and that's just the way the community is, and they kind of embrace you, and, you know, we want to do the same thing.
Well, they said if you'd have just lived in Smyrna, it wouldn't have been a problem.
That's Mr. Rakesford. Yeah, he still says that. He still says he has a room upstairs. I said, I can't beat your son, man. I ain't no way I can do that.
Oh, you'd be mowing the yard and stuff.
I'd be mowing the yard, weed eating, cleaning gutters out. Yes.
Coach, I always appreciate you coming in each time that we have the microphones here available, and you're a good spokesperson for your young team. And I see some good things happening for the purple and gold here if they'll just keep working hard.
I do, too. There's no doubt about it.
Your adversary on Tuesday is coming up here.
I know. He's a home changing. He's Mr. Mom today.
Well, he's listening to you.
But he is listening to you, I promise.
Any shout-out to Coach Hibden this morning?
No, we'll see him Tuesday night, see what we have ready for him.
Sounds like a plan. Coach, thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Sean Middleton joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant as we continue the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Assistant Coach Jessica Jackson is going to talk to us here just in a moment and talk about Blackman girls basketball. They are 17-3, 4-2 in district play, and we'll talk about that. John will have the conversation, as a matter of fact, when we return. Hope you'll stay with us.